Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki, and if you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new to the show, this show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have, reading from emails directly and anonymously sent to me. Together, we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I could be reading from your coworker. You know the one. He secretly spent the weekend tied to a chair, watching his wife get fucked by random men. I could be reading from that blushing woman at the grocery store. You know the one. She secretly gives her control to her vibrator and lets her boyfriend control it while she walks the aisles in public. I could be reading from a story from your favorite bar. You know the one. After closing on certain nights of the month, they hold random invite-only orgies. Sounds interesting, don't you think? You just never, ever know. And if you have any erotic fantasies, questions, or anything else, feel free to send them to Nikki at nikky@dearnikki.com or anonymously through the website at dearnikki.com under the Confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a question or anything else, you certify the following are true. You are the sole creator of the submission. You're 18 years of age or older, legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest, incest fantasies, underage role play, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content or racial slurs will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names and other identifiable information, and you're releasing all rights to your creation. So yes, as you guessed, and to answer the many, many emails checking in with me, I am fine. Exhausted, but fine. I have taken a week off. I was off last week for the main show. I need to check because you guys are concerning me that the rest of the shows didn't drop on Fridays, and I need to double check that because knowing me, my squirrels and my ducks weren't quite in a row, and I did something. I probably scheduled it 2 years in advance. I've done that once, by the way. Yeah, thanks for pointing that out. But no, I'm fine. I took a break didn't go do anything, just took a break. I needed a day to collect and just relax and collect my thoughts and just recharge and go again. So, random thought that I was having was conversation with somebody, and I don't even remember how this topic came up really. And this is really for my gentlemen out there, okay? And maybe ladies too, but I let loose, I don't care. What do you do to keep it going? I mean, and I know I've asked this question before, what gives you stamina? Like if you were in a situation and you haven't had sex in a while, you know, I guess you would knock one out, you know, so you could play the, you know, in all nine innings, maybe some overtime. Is it overtime? No, it's not overtime. Extra innings. Wrong sport. See, I am tired. What do you think of? Do you think of baseball stats, football stats, American football, or UK, you know, those type of things? Or are we, you know, picturing, like, are you finding something to focal point on the wall? Like he brought up that when he focuses on something, it's like, oh, I really need to fix that ceiling light is out and the fan needs to be cleaned and, you know, a checklist. So I guess that could be it. Me, I do not hold back. If I need to come, but I'm a woman, so I can come and come and come. So ladies, are there ever a chance? I guess we would in an orgasm denial situation where we were told we couldn't come. That would be really hard for me because I'm just used to letting go. So that would be a big challenge for me to, I don't know what I would think of. Oh gosh. Because knowing me, I'd be like, I can't come. And then I'm like, oh God. And then I would have a ruined orgasm. And I know he would be able to tell because if he's inside me or he's fingering me, I clamp down hard, gentlemen. Extremely. Really. Grip tight. Hard. Oh, I bet you're wondering what it feels like. You're gonna have to ask him if you want to know. But ladies, what do we think about? Gentlemen, what do you think about? I'm curious, as we all know. What do you think? I really want to know. You know what time it is? It's time to sit back, relax. Let's have a whiskey, with some filthy cherries, of course, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dear Nikki, so a little background. Me and my boyfriend are in our 20s, and we've been together for 2 years, lived together for one. We're both relatively good looking and fit, but have very little experience with other people, so we don't really have most of the exciting sex life. Our sex life has always been pretty good, but we didn't have sex that much, or as much as two people with big libidos should be having, usually 1 to 2 times a week. About 3 months ago, I started toying with the idea of switching things up. I asked him to use me for his own pleasure, as a fuck toy whenever he wants, no matter what I'm doing, any hole he wants, no questions asked. My boyfriend is the perfect gentleman and is quite vanilla in bed, so I wasn't entirely sure he would be up for it, or even if he'd give it a shot. He agreed to try it out, but didn't immediately take advantage of my request. The first few weeks we were still having sex twice a week, and nothing new had happened. But something happened for him in the third week. I woke up to his cock down my throat in the morning before he left to work. I was shocked at how rough he was being. I'd never seen him like that before. His big, thick, long cock, and I've never been able to fit it all the way in my mouth. He somehow managed to force it down my throat, and it hurt. My eyes watered so much, but it was the wettest I've ever been with him. He used my throat for about 4 minutes before pulling out and coming all over my face and mouth. There was so much cum. I couldn't believe it. I've never seen such a huge load from him. I felt so sexy and dirty that I took my fingers and wiped the cum from my face and put it in my mouth, savoring every drop. He seemed shocked, and I looked down, and he was still rock hard. With a clean but shiny face, I bent over and took his cock down my throat again and again, just to taste a bit of cum left. I sucked for about 15 minutes, slamming his cock and balls all over and over. In his deep voice, he said, "Good girl," and was able to fill my mouth with cum. I swallowed and swallowed, but still dripped a little bit down my chin. He promptly got dressed and left with work without even a kiss goodbye. I felt so slutty. I was so excited about our new sex life that I made myself cum 3 times after he left for work. That day, when he got home from work, I was in the kitchen cooking us dinner. He walked over, kissed the back of my neck, and then pulled down my jeans and panties. I felt a little nervous, but also excited that he was still horny after coming twice that morning. With my pants at my ankles, he grabbed my hair and roughly bit me all the way over so that I was grabbing my ankles. I felt so humiliated, and no one has ever done anything like that to me. But he seemed so turned on seeing me so exposed, immediately put his cock deep inside my pussy. I wondered if I was dry with so little foreplay, but he didn't seem to care and kept fucking me. He usually is able to last a long time, but for some reason, he only fucked me for a couple minutes before I felt him shoot cum deep inside my pussy. He pulled out and then asked me what was for dinner, like nothing happened. The weeks that followed were some of the hottest sexual experiences of my life. Not only did he take me up on the offer, he was fucking my pussy, mouth, or asshole multiple times a day, usually before work and after work. I'd never done anal before, but he wanted it almost daily now, and came in my ass any chance he got. I never knew he even liked anal before all this. It also had gotten dirtier and riskier with each week that passes. The other day we had friends over for wine and dinner, and he texted me halfway through dinner to go wait for him on my knees in the bathroom. I met his request and got on my knees, and when he came into the bathroom, he was already jerking off and instantly came on my face. He bent down and whispered, "Rub it into your skin," and then left me on my knees in the bathroom, covered in cum. It was on my shirt, my face. I was thinking we'd be a little more discreet, or even just have a quickie, but he just wanted to come on me when our friends were in the other room. I rubbed it into my skin, as he asked, and wiped it off my shirt with a towel. I felt it drying on my skin as I walked back out to dinner, feeling absolutely filthy and dirty. I couldn't believe there was cum still drying on my face, and I wondered if anyone would notice. So that's been my experience so far, and I can't wait with the other dirty things he does to me. Brianna. Well, hello, Brianna, you dirty little slut. I have to say, I'm glad that you say this, that you're glad that he uses you to be a dirty little slut. And most women find that very condescending, very wrong. And some men also perceive it as wrong to treat us that way. And in everyday, you know, type of thing, yes, every day, but in a sexual connecting kind of way, no. Because, gentlemen, I don't know if you know, we do like having clean, romantic sex, foreplay, but we also like to know that you can fuck us like the, you know, a call girl, a lady of the street, lady of the night, or just the deep, dirty slut you watch in porn. I don't mind doing it. I don't mind being both. Makes me feel liberated. It gives me a freedom that not only do you find me beautiful, sexy, mentally attractive, and everything else I do for you on that forefront, on that side of the chain, but on the other side of the chain, I can be that dirty little slut you need, that good girl that you want to be just as bad as you want me to be. And the idea that I make you lose control, or she makes you lose control, that we make you lose control, ladies or gentlemen here, is absolutely fucking intoxicating. What is the last time you've used your partner for a mental fuck? Because that's what it is. And when you allow your partner to use you and come on you, it is another type of orgasm. It's a mental orgasm. It's that orgasm that you, it's not about you in that moment. It's about them releasing their junk inside you, their passion, their lust inside you. And it's okay. It's perfectly normal because, you know, just regular twice a week sex, bent over, doing nothing, can be perfectly boring at times. Does it fit my needs? Does it fit like a great puzzle piece that we all need? Absolutely. But take me like you want me. Take me like you need to fuck me, that you cannot hold it in and make it about yourself. What are we thinking here? Have you ever just let go and took what you want from your partner with no questions asked? If they gave you a free pass to say, like she did, like Brianna did, please take me, please fuck me, however you want, whatever you want, no questions asked, would you take your lover up on it? Would you take your partner up for it? Would you take up your spouse on it? I hope you would. And if you have, I really want to know. Dear Nikki, the following day after the fun with my friend and my wife, my mother-in-law had a small get-together and invited us. Since my best friend knew all her family and my family for years, I invited him and his wife. I know, kind of scandalous, that we're close to his wife as well. Yes, wifey got all dolled up, knowing he was going to attend. We all arrived and began socializing. It was awkward at first, looking at my best friend, knowing just last night he was screwing my wife. I tried to talk to him, but it was short in his answers. I guess he felt weird about it. Once we were buzzed and he brought it up, he asked me whether she enjoyed it. And, well, I told him yes, that she enjoyed herself a lot. Well, nothing crazy happened at the barbecue. When we got back home, wife was horny and ready to go. She asked if my friend was coming over. He's not, I said. We had passionate sex, and all that was playing in my head was her moaning in the restroom, and I'm sure she was thinking the same, because she came hard more than usual. My friend would always come during the week and weekends to hang out and drink, but that week he didn't. Weird, because we barely talked. I hit him up on Friday evening asking if he was coming. He said no, that we should go to the bar. Strange. We met up at the local dive bar. A few drinks in, he told me he felt bad for fucking my wife. I asked him if he enjoyed it. He said yes, but it was wrong. I told him that she kept asking for him, and she definitely wanted seconds. I asked him if he wanted seconds. He said he didn't know. I texted my wife and asked her if she wanted Mr. R. She replied right away with, hell yeah. I told her to dress up, something slutty, because I knew once he sees her in that sexy as fuck, he wouldn't be able to resist. We got to my house. I let us in the garage to grab some beers. I went to go check on my wife, and sure enough, she was looking slutty as fuck. Beige high wedges, black mini skirt, black top, no bra or panties. Her skirt barely covered her ass as she walked. I was getting a hard-on just by looking at her. I hugged her tight and grabbed her fat ass and told her, get it, baby girl. Put on a good show. She said she was nervous and sprayed on some perfume. I told her to follow me, and she said to give her a few minutes that she'd be out when she was ready. The reason we had to go to the garage was because our kids were still awake. We went back out and just BS'd with him, making sure he was ready for what was coming. I was trying to get him comfortable as possible. I told him not to be shy and that everything was game, kissing, grabbing, and all. He still wasn't sure if he'd go through with it. 15 to 20 minutes later, she walked in and wow. Her skirt got even shorter, her nipples rock hard and ready to go. You can tell he was super nervous now, but getting excited about how sexy and slutty she looked. He said, wow, and she laughed. She said, well, this is all yours today. As she sat on his lap, he kept looking at me for approval. I felt the need to walk out so they could get started without me, and once they were in action, they wouldn't notice me. I walked out and went to the other side of the garage, where we placed the trash cans. There's a garage vent. So I knelt down to see how it all started. For a minute, they were just talking. Then she got up and sat facing him. They began making out. His hands were all over the place. I was trying to decide when to walk back in, but being sneaky, though the vent was much more exciting at the moment. Until she got up and got a pillow to place it on the floor. She got on her knees, and as he unzipped, his cock pops out, rock hard. She began blowing him. Oh my God, it looks so erotic. Plenty of eye contact made it even harder. Okay, that was enough peeping. I got up and went back in, grabbed a beer for him and me. I gave it to him and sat back down to enjoy the show. She got up without bending her knees and kept blowing him. God, she was an amazing sight. Let me tell you something, Nikki. I've watched my wife before, but this was over the top. Him being my best friend and him being married was just so erotic. Him cheating on his wife with my wife was crazy, and me knowing my wife is hotter than his, and now he's getting a taste of it. Okay, back to the story. He was rubbing her pussy and she went wet. I can see her juices on his fingers, so she's definitely ready to go. She got on top and slowly on his dick. She gasped with a soft moan of pleasure. She went slow as they kissed. She then picked up the pace, bouncing on his cock. They were both enjoying each other. By the time it was 10 p.m., the kids were fast asleep. Wifey got up, grabbed his hand, and led him to our bedroom, where she would feel more comfy. I grabbed a few beers and walked in behind them. She told him to lay on our bed, and he did. She began blowing him, and his dick was going limp. She begged me to leave the room so he can get hard again. I grabbed my beer and went to the backyard. Lit a cigarette as I enjoyed the view from our bedroom window. He grabbed her and laid her down, spread her legs wide, and ate her out. Fuck, It looked so damn erotic. She kept pushing his head down as he was eating her out. She definitely finished a few times. I saw him pull up and took a sip of his beer, catching his breath. I noticed his cock was hard and ready to go. He got on top of her and plowed away. She was moaning like never before. If I could hear out the back, I'm sure the neighbors could too. I walked back in the room and told to keep it down. She didn't listen. All I heard was moans. She asked him to switch. She got doggy style, and he got behind her, rammed it in, and went to town. I got in front of her and placed my dick in her face. She looked at me like, "Really? Let me enjoy him only," she told me that after. She did suck me off for a little bit, but not enough. I was a disappointed, but whatever. It was still hot. Mr. R couldn't come and didn't want to. She pulled away, and then she got on top, knowing that he would finish riding her. She looked like a porn star, bouncing up and down. I saw him grab her hips and unload. She kept grinding on his cock once he came, and then laid down on him and made out so intense. She told him, "Thank you. I needed that." She went off and went to the restroom. I handed him his beer, and he was all sweaty. He pounded the beer and then said, "Fuck, her pussy is amazing. I hope you didn't mind me coming in her." I laughed and told him I enjoyed the show. He got dressed, and we both went to the garage. We kept drinking. Wife came out minutes later wearing a robe. She sat down next to me all smiles. She asked if he was down for a second round, and he said, "Damn, girl, didn't you get enough?" She said it was really good, but she could go for some more. We all laughed, and he said he probably couldn't get hard again. She stood up and opened her robe, sexy white lingerie. She sat on him as we continued to chat. He was rubbing on her pussy, and he was right. He couldn't get it back up. They kissed, and she left. 30 minutes later, his wife picked him up. I rushed inside, and wifey was waiting up for me. Oh my God. I slipped in her pussy, and it felt amazing. We fucked for a bit, and she kept asking me if I enjoyed myself. I told her I did a lot. She told me, "You know, I can get used to him fucking me. As a matter of fact, I am." Ugh, when she finished saying that, I unloaded probably the biggest nut ever. "So can I have him fuck me often?" she said. "Yes, babe, as long as I'm there to watch." "Thanks, Ray." Well, hello, Ray and wifey. How are we? Looks like we're up to our old shenanigans as usual. I am glad he gave in. I am. I'll be honest. I from the email you guys sent me, there was more, and I knew there was more, and I figured he would be hesitant the second time because the way he was the first time. And I actually got to give him kudos for being such a gentleman and making sure it was okay. I really connected with him on that because I know that's something I would have done to make sure it wasn't just a fleeting moment or that there was awkward anything. And I probably would have searched and made sure I wanted to do it again because I am married. But, you know, it is what it is, right? We don't know about that dynamic, and that's their dynamic, not our dynamic, right? So we're not going to worry about that. But I am glad he did that. That impressed me so much. So if he knows you're writing in, you can tell him I said kudos to him for being a gentleman. Ladies and gentlemen, could you, would you fuck your other's best friend? I don't know. Honestly, I never had thought about it. I don't know. It would have to be a long conversation, a lot of soul searching, because that's just, you know, the whole bros before hoes kind of thing. And same thing about, you know, women, because my bestie, so not into her husband. I mean, he's not even attractive to me. I don't find any of his qualities attractive to me, but I'm that way. Once I become friends with somebody, their significant other, I can appreciate their attractiveness. And I do for him. He is an attractive man, but no, there's nothing, completely dry Sahara Desert, you know, not even going to get a mirage down there for me. Not it. It's just, I don't. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I can enjoy the qualities that he's an attractive man, but no, not for me. Besides, we're too much alike, way too stubborn. And no. So any whoms, so it's a no for me, most likely, you know, at least for me and my bestie. His best friend? No, again, I think I'd find that awkward and odd. And the more I think of it, it's, you know, too close to where I eat. And we all know my rule. So again, it's probably a no. It would, again, I would really have to hear out the situation. I am like going back and forth with this. So yes, I think as more I talk about it, I would have to talk about it. Now I'm going to have to bring it up to him and go, so which one would we want to invite in? Because after every show I record and, you know, we have that conversation, some of the things I ask you, we ask each other and vice versa. So that's something I'm going to have to bring up with him. Definitely. Anywho's, it's again, I'd really like to know. Dear Nikki, this is something that happened between a girl and I. To start out, we're best friends in our 20s. I think I'm pretty and I have a nice figure, but she was absolutely the girl all the guys want. We had a weekend organized for a while, girls' weekend at the beach town just as the summer was coming in. We drove down in her car. She was telling me the details of how she ended up straddling and kissing a girlfriend of hers a few weeks ago. Nothing more, just a thought that got me damp. We had drinks in our rental and headed out of town. The chat was often about sex with us. She was hugely intrigued by my great sex life and always had a lot of questions. Poly relationships, a canvas on the wall of me riding him, restraints under the bed, etc. We had a confident and kinky relationship. We had a lot of fun and ended up running into some of the guy friends we know from back home. Ended up back at their huge penthouse drinking. She was telling the guys stories about my sex life, which made the entire room charge sexually. Everyone was turned on telling their stories too. Some of the other girls showed up and had some awesome stories too. My clit was throbbing. I was so horny by this point, my friend was nowhere to be seen. Not my problem. I still needed to get off. I went upstairs to find a bedroom or bathroom I could get off in. I hadn't pre-approved fucking another guy with my partner at the time, rule of our relationship. I started up the stairs and could hear her moans coming from the bedroom. Fuck, that was hot. I got closer to the stairs and could see the open bedroom door. I could see her riding the guy's dick, throwing her head back. I leaned back on the step and the cold hardwood under my ass. I reached under my skirt, panties already lost, and stroked down my slit. I was soaking. Slid two fingers in myself, using the other hand to rub my clit. I saw her grinding herself to orgasm and could see that his legs were tense, then jerking. She was loud. Seeing that tipped me over the edge and I came. Too loudly. She giggled and jumped off him, beckoned me over. I was embarrassed that I'd been caught and initially refused. Then I gave in and went over. She jumped off the guy and I could see his thick white cum dribbling out of her. On her back we were kissing. Then she directed my head to her pussy, making me lick his cum out of her. The guy is so shocked, still warm and very salty, mixed with her sweet juices. She's a bit sensitive from her orgasm, so I have to be gentle. But it's a matter of time until her plateau, back arching, close to another orgasm. She looks at me in the eyes and she comes loudly again, as if the guy isn't there. I didn't orgasm again at that moment in front of the guy, but we quickly left the party and spent the rest of the next day with our heads between each other's legs. Since that weekend, we've had plenty of debauchery together with various partners and sometimes random hookups. We've even had a few female-female threesomes with another girlfriend too. Maybe another time. Belle. Well, hello, Belle. I'm sure I speak for Mr. Darcy and a few of other gentlemen and ladies here. Please another time. there's something about catching a neighbor or catching someone at a party, hearing them, hearing the sex. That's what really sucks about my neighbors, because you just hear the floorboards, no sound. They're not very loud. So I'm going to have to do something about that, because they're having very, very boring sex. And I want to masturbate to it because I find it hot and erotic, but floorboards quaking, yeah, that's so juvenile when you're just discovering your sex. Just saying. Oh, they've gotten better. They've switched up. We've gone from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. now. So we're getting a little later in our sex capade. Just wanted to give you that update. But we're back to this. What would you do? Would you clean that person up? Would you join in? Would you stay on the staircase? And that's my question. On the staircase at a party, anybody could walk by. Did you think of that, Belle? I know that. I don't know. It depends on how caught up in the red mist of lust I was. Because we all know, once we get down that tunnel of Lustville, we tend to forget common sense. Totally out the window, right? That's how it gets us in some quirky and unusual but sexy situations. So here's the thing. If you got caught masturbating to your friend fucking, would you go in and join in afterward if they beckoned you? If they wanted you to lick them clean, suck the cum out of their pussy, and slowly stroke their clit with your tongue, would you do it? I think you would. Me? I'd want him to fuck her again, just so I can masturbate to it in front of him. But that's me. What about you? I really want to know. I think this is a perfect place to stop for the day. I want to thank you again for joining me. Don't forget, I don't know, I really don't have an announcement this week, so don't forget whatever you're supposed to not forget. Here's the thing. Here's a different tidbit. Let's not forget about self-maintenance. It's very important. Not only is sex great, but some self-maintenance. You know, we're talking about this whole show, as Darcy put it together, and I thought very good myself, but he always does. Something about surprises and everything else, right? Why don't you do some self-maintenance in front of your partner tonight? Or maybe just hook up with a random person on social media. There's always someone looking to masturbate with somebody. Maybe if you're lucky, they'll let you watch. And if you have a toy that can be remotely controlled, give them the password. Let them control it. That will get them nice, hard, or extremely wet. Possibly both. Maybe I should not give him my password again. Yeah. Maybe I'll just wait. What do you guys think? And in closing, hello, lover. Why don't I turn on my toy and you can play with it and watch me come? I know how you like to do that. What do you think? I really want to know. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a fucking fabulous week.